From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. Candidates trying to get on Utah's June primary ballots can now gather signatures electronically. The idea is to accommodate social distancing to slow the spread of coronavirus. Governor Gary Herbert issued an executive order Thursday that suspends part of the election law until Utah's state of emergency is over. The state will still need to verify any signatures gathered electronically. The Utah State Tax Commission voted Thursday to extend the tax deadline to July 15, making returns due at the same time as federal taxes this year. This comes in response to concerns around the COVID-19 pandemic. Along with the extension, the State Tax Commission also passed an emergency rule to waive interest penalties for companies with late 2019 filings, as long as they are submitted by July 15 deadline. Commission Chair John Valentine did encourage those who can file and pay taxes sooner to do so. And the commission says right now both state and federal tax refunds are being sent back quickly. Prominent Utah businessman and philanthropist Robert Garf has been hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19. Megan Mabee with Ken Garf Automotive Group says both he and his wife Catherine were on vacation in Palm Springs when they began experiencing symptoms.
Once they experienced those symptoms, they immediately drove back to Salt Lake and were tested and quarantined at their home.
Robert Garf is chairman of Garf Enterprises and former speaker of Utah's House of Representatives. He also served as chairman of the board for the Salt Lake Organizing Committee for the 2002 Winter Olympics. Companies across Utah have been suspending their operations due to the coronavirus pandemic. But as KUER's Jessica Lowell reports, some businesses have shifted their production to stay open.
Ogden's Own is the second largest distillery in Utah. But instead of making liquor, they've shifted to producing hand sanitizer. Steve Conlin, the company's CEO, said they made the switch to help people with essential jobs like nurses in the ICU.
It was just an obligation. We had to do it, and we underestimated the need. We could make 10 times as much sanitizer as we're making right now.
About 45 miles south, you'll find Sugar House Industries, which usually makes awnings. But now they're making face shields and masks. Its president, Mike Peterson, says the masks are going to clinics, but they also made the shift to protect their employees.
And so to think of having to send people home early, to start cutting hours, to see people start struggling financially was a big stress for me. And so finding a product that we could start making, that was a big relief.
Ogden's Own is donating its profits for March and April to the food and beverage industry, and Sugar House Industries is selling the masks at the cost to make them. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
Indian country could be hard hit by the COVID-19 outbreak. There's already been at least one spike on the Navajo Nation. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, volunteers are stepping up to help this vulnerable community.
Ethel Branch is the former Attorney General of the Navajo Nation. A few weeks ago, when she went grocery shopping at Flagstaff, she noticed that the shelves were already pretty bare. That worried her. She says for shoppers from the nearby Navajo Nation, the local grocery store can be hours away.
I decided, well, you know what, maybe we should do a GoFundMe page.
It's now raised over $167,000 to buy bulk groceries for what has essentially become a food bank and delivery service for this remote community.
We have volunteers who sterilize the items and then organize them into food baskets. Then we're trying to work with community health representatives or other folks who would know who the needy individuals are in the community.
Branch says they're trying to reach the high risk and elderly in particular, especially those who are raising their grandchildren. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Recreation-based counties have higher rates of COVID-19 than other rural counties. That's according to an analysis from the Daily Yonder, a nonprofit publication that focuses on rural issues. Based on how the Department of Agriculture designates a county's economy, recreation-based counties are seeing about 98 cases per million people. That's about three times higher than in mining, farming, or manufacturing-based county economies. Ray Rasker is with Headwaters Economics, a nonprofit research group. He says it is easy to spread disease while recreating.
You've got a bunch of people parking at a trailhead, congregating, and then going on fairly crowded trails together. That's not a good idea right now.
A number of national parks have closed their gates because of the pandemic, including Grand Teton, Yellowstone, and Rocky Mountain National Park. Zion National Park is closing its campgrounds as well as part of one trail. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.